Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey. Every week, we cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello. Today we'll be talking about restaurant vocabulary, or common words we use when going out to eat at restaurants. This will be in three parts: easy, medium, and hard, each with 10 words. Today we'll start with the easy section, so let's get going. The first word is menu, M-E-N-U, menu. Menu is a list of food and drinks that a restaurant offers. When we sit at the restaurant, we look at the menu to decide what to eat. Next, we have fork, F-O-R-K, fork. And fork is a tool or utensil with long, thin prongs used for eating solid foods. We use a fork to eat salad or pasta. You use a fork to hold your steak while you cut it. Next, we have table, T-A-B-L-E. Table is a piece of furniture that people sit around to eat, usually flat and supported by legs. We reserved a table for four at the restaurant. When you arrive at the restaurant, you might say, "I'd like a table for two." Next, we have knife, K-N-I-F-E. Be careful, the K is silent. So we say knife, not knife. And a knife is a tool with a sharp blade used for cutting your food. You use a knife to cut your steak or your chicken into small pieces. Next, glass, G-L-A-S-S, or a glass. We also say a cup. And a glass or a cup are containers made from glass or plastic that we use for drinking. "Please, could you bring me a glass of water? Could I have a cup of soda?" Normally in restaurants, we have glasses, and in fast food, we have cups. After that, there's spoon, S-P-O-O-N, spoon. Spoon is a utensil or tool with a rounded, hollow part and a handle used for eating, stirring, and serving food. We use a spoon to eat soup, for example. So we have three utensils or tools we use to eat. We have the spoon, the knife, and the fork. All of them are called utensils or silverware. Next, ketchup and mustard. K-E-T-C-H-U-P, ketchup. And mustard, M-U-S-T-A-R-D. Ketchup is a thick red sauce made from tomatoes, and mustard is a yellow or brown sauce made from mustard seeds. And both are very common condiments or sauces we use to add flavor to our food. Whenever you have a hamburger, they normally put ketchup and mustard on the hamburger. People love to eat French fries with ketchup. Next, we have salt and pepper. Salt, S-A-L-T, and pepper, P-E-P-P-E-R. Salt and pepper are two substances we use to enhance flavor. Salt is a white granular substance, and pepper is a spice in small black granules. Pepper is a little spicy. "Please pass the salt and pepper." Next, plate, P-L-A-T-E. And plate is the flat dish that the food is normally served on. It's normally round, but sometimes it can be in other shapes. Your dinner will be served on a large plate. Next, olive oil, O-L-I-V-E, olive, oil, O-I-L. Olive oil is a yellow to green oil made by pressing olives, often used in cooking or as a dressing for salads. We use olive oil to dress the salads and cook the vegetables. So when we go out to the restaurant, it's common we use certain phrases. If you want something, especially when you want to order something, we tend to use things like "I'd like" or "I'll have." And if you're asking for them to bring you something, that is normally free or a utensil, we would say, can you bring me or could you bring me? So we go through and, for example, we see menu. Say, hey, could you bring me the menu? Another option is, can I see a menu, please? Things like fork or knife or spoon. I might say, excuse me, could you bring me a fork? Can you give me a knife? The table in the restaurant. It's common to say, hi, I'd like a table for, and then how many people you have with you. So maybe you have three people. You'd say, I'd like a table for three, please. When you want another glass, you'd say, I'd like another glass. Mine is dirty. Or maybe you just want to order some drinks. You'd say, yes, I'd like a glass of orange juice or a glass of water. When you want condiments like ketchup, mustard, salt, and pepper, the same thing. Could you bring me some ketchup or can you bring me some salt and pepper? Plate and olive oil, very similar. Can you bring me, could you give me another plate? Could you bring me some olive oil? So that's it for today. Please stay tuned next week for the next set of restaurant vocabulary. Don't forget to check out coolenglish.net for full reviews with games and interactive activities. Have a wonderful week.
Do you want to learn English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool
English, dude. English.